You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Christy Thomason, Cam Thomason, Attorneys at Law. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. You know, you can really tell when I'm not involved in determining what we celebrate on a day-to-day basis. Because for some reason, National Hoagie Day is celebrated or observed annually on May 5th. Does that make any sense to anybody?
This is ridiculous.
Why in the world would you have National Hoagie Day on Cinco de Mayo? I could see Burrito Day. I could see Jalapeno Day. I could see Tequila Day, Margarita Day. Maybe I'll be having all of those today. I digress. But in any event, it is National Hoagie Day. Who wants a hoagie on Cinco de Mayo? Interesting, moving right along. I guess we better jump off that hoagie wagon. Even my friends at Board & Brew, I think they're going to make a burrito today of some sort. I have to ask them. Reunion, I know. I just saw the picture. If you haven't seen the picture of the burrito that they've made at Reunion today, and they're sampling it. They're opening up in Laguna at a restaurant called Asada. I might have to get a fast track to Laguna. Just a thought there. The nanny, you know, something we got to get a nanny thing back. Okay, Steve, come on, join in, Steve. Tell us, I know Cinco de Mayo has nothing to do with Mexico. I understand that. Give us the history of Cinco de Mayo. Go ahead.
Why don't you give them the history of Cinco de Mayo?
Because I'm too busy having some more margaritas, buddy. I don't know about that part. I'm a simple guy. Cinco de Mayo, it's not Mexican Independence Day. That's the myth of it. It marks, the 154th anniversary Cinco de Mayo, a bicultural celebration that has become synonymous with margaritas, cervezas, and the occasional controversy. Most people don't know the real story behind it. It's not Mexican Independence Day. So here are five facts that will probably surprise you. We're going to just kind of ad lib here, Steve. Cinco de Mayo commemorates a military victory over France, not Spain. It's a bigger celebration in the U.S. than in Mexico. Well, maybe because the country's bigger. Has a connection to the U.S. Civil War. And the hero of the original Cinco de Mayo, get this one, was not Ted Cruz, but it was a Texan, General Ignacio Zaragoza. So what do you think, Steve? Did I cover that decent enough? I mean, I'm a simple guy.
I think you got it covered.
Got it covered.
And and the hoagies, by the way, I don't see why we can't have that celebrated today. I mean, it's for the U.S., right?
Absolutely. So we can have a hoagie and a cerveza. Now we cover both aspects.
I suppose.
The only thing we can't do, although I don't think this is going to affect either of us, Steve, California, the governor, He just jumped in and decided that if you're 18 years of age, you can no longer buy tobacco in the state of confusion.
Unless you're in the military.
Unless you're in the military, exactly. Yeah. Starting effective June 9th. We're the second state to do that. We talked about this Monday when we were talking with our friend from Club M and the medical marijuana discussion. Is there anything in the world, any reason why, other than tax revenue, that cigarettes are still legal in the U.S.? I mean, we talked about that with the concept that saccharin, right? I mean, what, 13 people died from saccharin, it's off the market. Vioxx, I think there was 7 people died of Vioxx, it goes off the market. Millions die of tobacco, and because of the revenue, it's still on the market. But the governor signed this new law, so the state of confusion, we will be changing, other than military, as Steve correctly cited, that we're going to be paying more, just like we do, or moving the age up to 21. Just like in the state of confusion, thanks to Benedict Arnold, we are now at $2.808 a gallon on average for a gallon of gas right here in the state of confusion. The national average, $2.223. I am still waiting for somebody, anybody, tweet me, email me, text me, Facebook message. How is it possible that we are paying 18 cents a gallon more in the state of confusion for gasoline than they are paying in Hawaii? In Hawaii, they grow pineapples there, not gasoline. I better get off that soapbox too. Speaking of soapboxes, another statistic for you, probably not the most useful of trivia, but somebody may want to know this information. I've shared with you just from the financial aspect that I discuss. Isn't there a reason that people are not looking at what their kids are spending for college? Just new numbers, just coming out, just getting published. This came out yesterday. The average student leaving college will have $37,172 in debt. $37,172 in debt. Roughly 70% of students will graduate with student loans. Now, think about this. I haven't looked at the numbers lately, but I believe in the U.S. we save about $900 a year as a society. $900 a year as a society. 37,000 divided by 900. That means you're going to be paying a whole lot of money for a whole long time. And tomorrow we're going to talk even more about this for one reason and one reason only. The unemployment numbers come out tomorrow. We're going to have the information, April employment and unemployment. We're going to probably see the federal government telling us that unemployment statistics are really, really good. And they're not going to tell us what the U6 number is. They never tell us the U6 number. Those of you that have been listening to Ron Siegel Radio for any length of time know that I am an economic nerd. I did go to Chapman College. They call it university now. So I do look up some of these numbers, and I am looking at the seasonally adjusted U6 numbers, which tells us people that are unemployed or underemployed. And they're telling us that's 9.8% at the end of March. We'll see what April comes in at tomorrow. The number, the fake number that they want to tell everybody about, that's at 5%. Think about that one. Now, the numbers, we told you yesterday, ADP numbers, they were not good. Weekly jobless claims, those rose by 17,000. So 274,000 people last week filed first-time jobless claims in the U.S. And that doesn't even count the coal workers that Hillary Clinton told us she wants to put out of work. So just think about that. But I do think I saw Hillary just coming into the studio. See if we can get a mic on her. How long? It might take a little bit while for the mic to get hooked up to her. But she usually pipes in here. Oh, yeah, there she is. We've got that at one of her other events that she had. Unbelievable. Moving right along into more useless trivia. Maybe we can talk to our in-studio attorney about this one later in the broadcast. Think about this. We're looking a lawsuit against Starbucks. Have you followed this one at all? Lady files a $5 million lawsuit against Starbucks because there is too much ice in her drink. Now, Starbucks makes their drinks for a specific purpose. They probably, my guess is, with as many stores as they have, as many employees as they have, the people at Starbucks, the management of Starbucks, they probably have this down pat. They understand that ice will, over time, convert to water. If it's not kept in the right environment, of course. And maybe they build that into their recipe, that the amount of ice is going to have to do with the water. But this lady's lawsuit is 24-ounce Venti coffee. She claims she only gets 14 ounces of coffee. I wonder if she ever asked them not to put ice in her iced coffee. I wonder what that would make it. Then she would file a lawsuit for no ice in the iced coffee, calling it false advertising. I could tell you this because a friend of mine once had that happen to him. He was a founder of the 99-cent only stores. And I digress. I'll tell the story real quick. Founder of the 99-cent only stores. In his advertising, he put in there that he was open 9 to 9, 9 a.m., 9 p.m., 9 days a week. And he did legitimately get sued for false advertising because he was not opened 9 days a week. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what do you do if you get in a car accident after you stop the bleeding? How to figure how much debt you really have, 5 things to consider before buying a home in retirement, and we have the Mortgage Minute coming up, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. How do I know that it's wrong? Well, very, very simple. They all are wrong. I know that on that 60 Minutes show, they said that 20% of them are wrong. I don't know how many reports they looked at or they stacked them, one or the other, or maybe they were credit reports of people that had nothing on credit yet. But I've been looking at credit reports since the 90s, and I have never, ever, never seen a credit report that's completely accurate. Never. Even those people that have really, really high scores, even their reports have inaccuracies on them. So yours does too. Just take it as granted. Your credit sanitizer, they can help with that. So how do you figure out how much debt you really have? Here's a simple solution for that. Number one, you got to check those statements as they come in. But on a regular basis, you may want to pull your credit report. That way you know where the inaccuracies are. You know where the accurate items are. It'll tell you what somebody else that pulls your credit report might be seeing. So maybe a benefit to you to pull that. Review the credit card statements. If the balances on the report don't appear correct, call your creditors. Talk to them. Dispute any errors. And remember, do not use that dispute button on the sites. Worst thing you can ever do is push that little dispute button on Experian or Equifax or TransUnion. Don't ever push that button on their website. Totally worthless. It's rigged for them. It helps them to tell you that they did their job, even though, in my opinion, they probably didn't do it as efficiently as they should have. If you have a dispute of your credit report, you need to send the letter to them. You need to include a copy of your driver's license and social security number, and you need to send a utility bill. All of those items go with your letter to the bureau. Now you don't have to worry about them getting private information. They already have it. So the issue is you send that to the bureau so that they know it's you. That's the reason they want all that information. And it's number one, if you don't send it, they say, oh, we don't know it's you, so we're going to do nothing. And the other part of it is if you don't send it, they figure, well, maybe it's a service that's doing it instead of you doing it. Just some tricks of the trade. That's Your Credit Matters segment. Way to find out how much debt you have. Again, Your Credit Matters brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So I was looking around at some of the articles that come across and questions I get on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook or sent directly to me on our website, ronsiegelradio.com, or email ron@ronsiegelradio. And I get these different questions, and one of them that we haven't really talked about on radio before is auto accidents. And yes, I know Bill Janoschak's been in. He and I joke around a lot. He's the chiropractor that helps us to bring our ratings down whenever I start getting too crazy about ratings and thinking too many people are listening. Bill comes in and sets us straight. But now what do you do from the legal side? And we're going to talk to Christy Thomason about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I guess we better start at the very beginning of the auto accident, maybe right after it happens, crime scene or at the accident scene. What do we do?
You need to get into a safe position. Often when you're driving down the freeway, you'll see someone rear end and then they get out of the car and there's flow of traffic and they could make the incident a lot worse. So they definitely need to pull to the side of the road before they start taking photographs of their vehicle and getting information.
So that's kind of a bit scary to me or contradictory to my thought process. Not that my thought process is ever accurate, but just contradictory to the thought. I would thought that you'd want to take pictures before you move the car so that some proof of what happened.
Well, the first thing that I'm always asked is, yes, to take pictures of the scene of the accident. But number one is safety. People need to get out of the flow of traffic. You need to get to the side of the freeway. Worrying about your lawsuit, things can be reenacted. You need to get out of the flow of traffic. You need to be in a safe position before you start gathering these people's information.
I can just see getting out of the car and, you know, middle of the 55 freeway, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, get out of the car and start pulling out my cell phone and start taking pictures.
You'd be amazed, but it does happen.
Does it matter the degree of the accident as to whether you do that or not, as far as, you know, if it's a little fender bender versus, you know, my whole front bumper was taken off?
Of course. I mean, you need to call the police and have them come and investigate the traffic accident. If you have any significant injuries, the cars are undrivable and you can't get them out of the roadway. You obviously need to call the police. But for normal car accidents where you get rear-ended and the cars are still drivable, then you pull to the side of the road before you get out of the car and start obtaining people's information.
So the one thing that I would wonder there is, would somebody think that I'm trying to run away if I did that? You know, hit and run. I wouldn't want to. But again, that, you know, you're getting the information. And I'm going to tell you right now before, because I should have said this before I introduced Christy. This is all about education. So if you're in a car accident this morning, if you're listening, we're not giving you the legal advice right now. If you want legal advice, you got to call Christy. We'll put her information on the website, on our Facebook page, or call me and I'll put you in touch with her. That's what she does for a living. You can retain her, talk to her about retaining her. We're trying to educate right now. Do you have to call the police every time?
No, only if you have significant injuries or you're obstructing the flow of traffic, so you need to have a traffic break so you can get the cars out of the road. If you feel that the other person has broken any laws, say they're intoxicated, you smell alcohol on them, if they did try to flee the scene of the accident, things like that, you need to contact the police. But if you've been rear-ended at a low rate of speed, you can pull over to the side of the road, gather their information, and the insurance companies will take care of it. The police do not need to be called to the scene of every accident.
Interesting. Okay. And what information is what's the appropriate information for us to gather?
You always need to get the other driver's information, such as their driver's license number, their address, their telephone numbers, the registered owner's information. And of course, if there are any witnesses, a lot of times it's he cut me off, I was just rear-ended, he was going too fast. And witness information is very helpful. And people forget, if someone pulls over and they give you their business card, make sure to take it. Or if they pull over and say, hey, I witnessed the accident, make sure to get that person's information as well. Because a lot of times there's not a third party who witnessed the accident if there is a conflict in the stories that are being told between the two drivers.
Now, what about is there any validity or value to a passenger account?
Of course. I mean, any eyewitness testimony, personal knowledge of what you witness happened does obviously strengthen or weaken, depending on which side you're on, the case. But any statements of how it occurred is always helpful. So a passenger information is another statement.
Oh, okay. So because I was wondering, you know, maybe it you know, might lead to some sort of bias or something, right? I mean, if somebody's in my car, they obviously have more of a relationship with me, or in most instances, than the person that we get the fender bender with.
Of course, but that goes to credibility.
Okay.
Credibility is different than how it happened, how it didn't happen. If somebody wants to believe the passenger's information because they're your son or daughter, then it goes to credibility. It doesn't mean that they didn't witness or didn't see what they saw.
So can I just take my phone out and take a picture of their driver's license with my phone? Is that?
Of course, actually, that would contain great information, such as a date of birth. It would have, the driver's license number accurately taken down. Some people's S's look like fives, or they, write sixes that look like fives. So obviously a picture would be great. And in this day and age, because you do have your cell phone with you, and most cell phones do contain cameras, taking pictures of the scene of the accident is important. I can get photographs of your vehicle when it's sitting at a salvage yard at any time. From a personal injury standpoint, what I need are photographs of the scene, of the other person's car, of your injuries, of how it happened, how it looked, where the debris is lying in the roadway. Things of that nature are things that need to be, are the photographs that need to be taken at the scene.
Interesting. Okay, so again, learning more about this. So take it, not just of the cars, take a of the whole video, you know, the whole panoramic video.
That would be extremely helpful.
And again, you're doing it right away as well. So anything, well, I guess when we come back, we're going to talk about, is there something I should say or not say when we're there? And what do I do when I get home from the accident? We're going to talk about this and more as we continue our conversation with attorney Christy Thomason. We're going to also talk about things to consider before buying a home when you are retiring. Another one of those good subjects for us to learn about. And we've got the Mortgage Minute coming up. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The word on wealth segment today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, VIP has the products for you. FHA loans, VA loans. Right now, it's important to be looking at those, especially with the streamlined products for both the FHA and the VA. You might be able to just sign a couple documents and get your house payment reduced. VIP has those products for you. The topic this morning, Things to consider before buying a home in retirement. One, how will a monthly mortgage payment affect your retirement budget? What are the additional housing costs? Can you qualify for a mortgage during retirement? Should you rent instead? No. What mortgage term can you afford? And one of the things that I'm going to tell you right now, we had this on, about 2 weeks ago now. Jay Kaplan was in, celebrated his 70th birthday. And the conversation Jay and I had on air and after centered around the reverse mortgage for seniors. And the fact of the matter is, the only person we could figure out, Jay and I chatting, a senior over age 62 who has equity in their property, the only senior that we could identify that it did not make sense to have a reverse mortgage on their property, the only one was somebody that was looking to move very, very short term, move right away. Every other senior, it made sense to at least have the reverse mortgage line of credit available. That way you protect your property value. And I'm not going to get too in-depth on that. If you want more information, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Jay. But you protect your property value with a reverse mortgage. Think about that concept. And you can manage your taxes as well. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. So we're continuing our conversation. Attorney Christy Thomason is in the house doing some education. We are not providing legal advice this morning. So we're not even, you know, that Bill Handel, I think, does that on Saturdays. We don't do that here. So we've been talking about, from a personal injury attorney's perspective, what do we do if we've been in an auto accident? And we got through a few of those items in the last segment. If you missed it, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, or you can go to ronsiegel.com. There's an archive section. We'll have it there. So moving right along, Christy, are there do's and don'ts of what I should say and not say at the scene of an accident?
I would not get in a discussion with the other driver about who was at fault. A lot of times what happens is you'll say something like, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. But maybe you didn't see him because the other guy was speeding, was driving way too fast for the conditions. Maybe he ran a red light. Maybe he turned right in front of you. There could be lots of reasons why you did not see him. Maybe he didn't have his headlights on. So you don't want to decide then and there who was at fault for the car accident. You can make statements, are you okay? But you don't want to say things like, I'm sorry, because statements like that can be interpreted as statements of admission of liability. You don't want to make such statements.
Yeah, I think your insurance company is probably going to be a little bit upset with that too.
Yes, they will be.
So, okay, so we've finished at the crime, the accident scene. We've taken our pictures, we've traded information, we're going on our merry way. When we get home, what do we do?
If it's clear liability, I mean, if you were rear-ended by somebody, you can make a third-party claim to the at-fault party's insurance carrier. Most of the time, however, you will want to get home and contact your own insurance company. Your own insurance company a lot of times has arbitration agreements with the other insurance companies, and the two insurance companies will decide who was at fault and who's ultimately going to pay for your damage. That has a lot to do with what type of coverage you have. If you only have liability coverage, then they're only going to take care of you or take care of the other person's damages. But if you have full coverage, then a lot of times your insurance company will step in and act on your behalf, get your car repaired, and seek reimbursement from the other insurance company.
So you can kind of let them deal with the whole thing between the two of them.
Exactly.
It's like letting Goliath deal with Goliath, and you just kind of stand on the sidelines.
Exactly. A lot of people that have been in car accidents know once they've had their car repair, they may or may not ever hear anything about it again. And the two insurance companies are working behind the scenes to make sure that the liable party's insurance company has paid for the damage.
Now, if it comes out in such a way that I disagree with them, do I have any recourse?
Well, your insurance company, your own insurance company is acting on your behalf. When you make statements to your own insurance company, they're looking for statements to make them not have to pay. So they're really looking out for your best interest. Again, most of the time, that's the goal most of the time.
I'm not a big fan of insurance companies, so that's why I ask those questions.
Until you need them, right?
Yeah. Actually, when you need them, then they're well, I won't even go there. So at what point do I need to, being that the insurance companies are going back and forth and handling all this, at what point might I need an attorney to represent me?
Where attorneys come in, it's about the personal injuries, the injuries that you sustained. So if you're in an automobile accident, as a lot of people know, right at the scene, unless you have a broken bone, you have some ruptured skin, you won't actually know that you have some soft tissue damage. It's when you get home a couple hours later, you'll notice that the seatbelt created this huge bruise that's going across your chest and that your shoulders and your neck, and you're starting getting these headaches. The first thing I always recommend is to go see your primary care physician. You want to make sure that you document where it hurts, any type of abrasions you may have. The doctors are trained to be able to document that type of information, those type of complaints that you're making, because documentation is always key when you approach a personal injury attorney to be able to go and claim money, monetary damages for your injuries.
How long have you seen in your experience can it take, I'm going to throw you at my scenario because then I don't have to worry about somebody getting upset with me. So I was rear-ended, not far from our studio here. And just so happened that we were both stopped at a left turn signal, light turned green. He went, I didn't. Unfortunately, I was in front of him. So it kind of leads to a little bit of a problem when the guy behind you goes and you don't. But it wasn't a high speed issue. But, it's the scene of the accident, I felt fine, not a big deal. I had actually was just sitting there. And, several hours later, maybe that night, my head starts hurting. And I hadn't correlated it, and then when I finally talked to Dr. Janicek, actually, he said, you probably have some whiplash. And it turns out that I ended up having a concussion. How long can I go before? I mean, I had no idea to go to a doctor right away. Right. Is there a waiting period that would be associated?
Obviously, what's going to happen is the person who doesn't want to pay, they're going to come up with reasons not to pay, defenses. They're going to say no, because a lot of time or a lot of events could have occurred the longer time period that goes by. So if you wait 2 weeks to go to the doctors, that's less effective than if you went to the doctors, say, within 24 hours after it happens. And I have seen where, people have back pain or shoulder pain, so they will overcompensate. So if their left shoulder hurts from the seatbelt, then they'll start using their right hand or shoulder more, and they'll start to get these residual complaints of having muscle aches that can happen weeks later.
So you want to go as soon as you know, as soon as you can identify it.
Exactly.
And keep the documentation. And is there any difference? Because I noticed you said go to the primary care physician. Some of us, it's more convenient to go to either an urgent care or, chiropractor. Is there a specific reason that you mentioned primary care, or is it just that's a doctor that knows you best?
It's just that's the doctor that normally knows you best. You can call in, make an appointment. Urgent care is just fine. Emergency room, if you feel that that's required, is just fine. Any type of doctor that can document your complaints, the injuries that you're having. If you feel comfortable with a chiropractor, please go to a chiropractor. Have them document it.
Okay.
A primary care physician, they can prescribe medication. So a lot of times I recommend going to an MD first, just to see if there is some type of instant relief that you can obtain by taking narcotics or medication.
Okay. Who pays for that?
Your insurance company. You have medical insurance, and your medical insurance, you'll go to the doctors just as you normally do. You'll incur a copayment. Once you settle with a third party, most insurance carriers have what's called a right of reimbursement. They subrogate. So any type of money that they paid out for you to seek medical treatment, they're now entitled to receive back. So when you settle with a third party person, you have to call your insurance company and say, hey, I have a claim. I want to know how much money you paid on my behalf so that the money can be reimbursed to you. I get questioned a lot because when someone is trying to settle a claim on their own without retaining the help of a personal injury attorney, the other side will sometimes say, well, how much money did you pay out of pocket? I'll just pay you your deductible back. Unfortunately, when you go visit the doctors, we've all filled out forms where it said, is this accident work related? Was this accident caused by someone else? The reason why they're asking questions like that is they want to know if a third party is liable. Because if a third party is liable, then they have a right to reimbursement. So you want to make sure that when you settle with the other side, that you compensate that portion of it. And when you go to the doctors, figure out how much that insurance company paid so you can reimburse them, because you don't want to settle the claim and then have your own insurance company come back later and say, hey, you know, you need to pay me back the $100 or whatever we paid for your doctor's visit.
Great information. You got to understand all this stuff. It's amazing where we are in this society. You just have to be your own advocate. That's why we're sharing this information with you. We're going to talk more about damages. We're going to talk more with Christy Thomason when we come back. Also got some mortgage information for you. We will chat about that. We've got our household board of director discussion. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Do not tell me you don't have a board of directors, because if you don't, text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, ATP, to 79564. We'll set that board of directors up for you. Who is on your board of directors? Well, it's simple. The people that you need to give you guidance in your life, financial planners, tax planners, estate planning attorneys, maybe, family lawyers, who knows, bankruptcy, real estate. There's a whole host. All you have to do when you text ATP to 79564, brief survey, and we will, our team will introduce you to the professionals in your neighborhood who you may have a need to chat with at any given time. The commentary today in the Mortgage Minute is be prepared. I've been talking to you about this. I've been sharing with you that there is absolutely no logical reason for the stock market to be as high as it is right now. No reason at all. Well, it's up a little bit today, almost 17,700 on the Dow as we're speaking right now. But here's the point. Tomorrow is going to be a very, very volatile day. We saw the market did not get there was more people filing first-time unemployment last week than anticipated. And the job number comes out tomorrow, being that we saw misses on the new jobs, ADP new jobs yesterday, missing the mark on first-time unemployment today, and the market hasn't moved. The 10-year Treasury has not moved a lot. When that happens, what that's telling us is tomorrow will be very, very volatile when we see what does happen when the jobs report for last month is released. So we're going to get the April jobs report tomorrow morning. When that happens, we're going to see a big jump. Why do I bring that up? Why do I spend so much time talking to you about that? Because if you are not getting your application in for a new home loan today, if tomorrow's numbers come in and interest rates drop, the lenders will not be in position to help you because you're behind the eight ball. Now, if you get your application in today and the rates don't change a whole lot or they go up, it doesn't cost you anything if you're using a reputable lender. Go to vipmortgage.co, vipmortgage.co. Don't put the M on the end, vipmortgage.co. Get your application in today. Markets go down tomorrow. You can take advantage of those rates. You are in great shape. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. Continuing our conversation this morning, Christy Thomason, attorney in the house. We are talking about auto accidents, do's, don'ts, what you need, what you don't need. So we were talking before the break about medical insurance. And Christy, you made a comment I want to dig into just a little bit deeper. So we were talking about the idea that if you need to go to a doctor, obviously go to a doctor. Get taken care of however you need to do that. Will my medical, my health insurance cover that, you know, my Obamacare, or is it my auto insurance that I'm going to be providing for coverage in that instance?
It depends.
Spoken like a true attorney.
I've had lots of years experience.
Okay.
Obviously if you go to your primary care physician, they'll submit an authorization or a claim just as they normally do to your health insurance. If you or the other party has what's called MedPay coverage, it's normally an additional coverage that you purchase that it's without fault. It's like no fault insurance premiums for that will pay if you want to go to a chiropractor, they can make a claim against the MedPay coverage. Obviously, it works the same that if you it's MedPay coverage that's on your policy, but the other insurance companies driver is the one who is at fault, then your auto insurance coverage or insurance has a right of reimbursement and will get the money back they paid for your med pay from the at fault party's insurance. That's very helpful because a lot will depend on what type of medical coverage you have, how high your deductible is. So if you have a high deductible, you know, a lot of people with PPOs, they tell me that, you know, their deductible is rather high, so they'd rather pay out of pocket or things along that line. If you have that type of health insurance, you need to talk to a good insurance adjuster and make sure that you have med pay coverage. That way you can just walk into the healthcare provider you want and we'll have coverage for that without having to go through your health insurance.
Good deal. So at what point, or is it every time, when do I have to report an accident to DMV?
Within 5 days.
Really? Without the penalty. Every accident?
You want to make sure, because if there's any, if you always want to report it, you know, to be on the safe side. Okay. Because if you have something where you have somebody who is claiming that, say, it's a hit and run, you want to make sure that your information is on file, that you're making the report so that that information is there. You know, you'll have witnesses that'll call the police and then you'll exchange information and then the guy will get home and have second thoughts and he'll make a supplemental report and say, you know, oh, the person ran or he didn't, or, I mean, you never know what could happen. So out of an abundance of caution, I always recommend that you file the notice within 5 days.
Okay. So that kind of covers the issue. In my mind, I was wondering, because number one, when you want to protect yourself from someone claiming hit and run, but the other side of it, obviously, is you want to, if you're not going to call the police and not going to file a police report, this does protect us from, you know, that kind of an accusation, just because we've made the world known, so to speak.
Exactly.
That we're in an accident.
Correct.
Okay, interesting stuff. Damages, I guess we're going to chat about now that we've. We've taken care of the roadside. We know what to do when we're on the side of the road. Now we know what to do about the doctor. Is there a length of time that the medical can go on? I mean, I didn't even ask you that part. I don't know. Is it indefinite? I mean, I guess it has to do with what the injuries are as to how long you can claim or keep this claim opened or going?
No, the statute of limitations in the state of California is 2 years. Again, generally, if the other side is a government entity, that time is shortened. You have 6 months to make a claim. So and that does happen. I mean, they're out on the road driving company cars as well that are owned by government agencies. So you always, if you have injuries, want to find out what the statute of limitations is, because that is a hard and fast rule. Once the statute of limitations expires, it's over. And the other insurance company, you know, they're not knocking down your door saying, we need to pay you money, hurry up, right, your statute of limitations. So you always want to protect yourself. And there is other statute of limitations and exceptions to the rule. There's always exceptions to every exception, which
but
is why
the statute of limitations has to do more, I'm asking, is more to do with when you file. So if I hurt my back in a car accident, I don't have 2 years to get better, and or the payment of medical expenses stops. Is that correct?
Oh, of course.
I've already gone to the doctor and made the other side know, or my insurance company know, that I've got a back problem.
Right. And again, it does definitely depend on your injuries, because if you are in pain management and somebody has a slip disc or some other type of injury where the injury is going to be forever, that's why you need a personal injury attorney.
Okay.
Who can then hire an expert in that area of medicine and can come up with a number of what your future medical expenses will be.
Okay, so that's kind of what I was wondering there. Let's talk about damages and what my options could be. So my car gets damaged. I am not at fault. Do I have the right of selection of where I go to have my car fixed, or is the other party's insurance company going to dictate that to us?
Most of the time they have a list of selected vendors, but you pretty much can go where you, I mean, an estimate is an estimate, the amount of property damage. They will give you most of the time a list of select vendors. They'll say, okay, this collision place. Once the auto repairs are done, most licensed auto body places can do a good job. So it's not like going to a doctor where you have a personal experience where they say, no, you have to go see this physician. It's an auto repair shop. So I normally don't find that that's a problem.
Okay. And at what point from the technical standpoint, does the insurance or powers to be, so to speak, identify that my car is totaled or not totaled? Is there a percentage of damage that they look at, or how does that work?
It normally depends, again, on the insurance company. Most of the time, it's somewhere between 51% and not, 100%. So if it cost $12,000 to fix your car, but your car is only worth $8,000, they will consider it a total loss. Now, it's not always that evident where the estimate to repair the vehicle is more than the car is worth. Sometimes it's just a percentage of it. So it's going to cost $7,000 to repair your $8,000 car. At that point, they can consider it a total loss as well. As anybody who knows, once you open something up and you start getting inside to repair it, you can find some additional damage. So they would rather just call it a total loss at that point and pay you for the actual cash value of your vehicle.
Great information, and I'm running late. We are on our way out. If you need any information, give us a call, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk to you next time on Siegel Radio.
Middle of our street.